In the nick of time, that's when you appeared. Girl, I was lost till you found me here. My hair was long, but my head was low. Howdy, folks. You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the unceded and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people here at the University of British Columbia. And my name is Jasper. It is training time here at CITR. A couple times a week, we hop into Studio A and we show newcomers to CITR how to get on the radio and how to start a radio show. It's always a fun part of the week, and if it's something that you're curious about, you should come visit, because we'd love to have you. CITR is a campus and community radio station, and anyone can have a radio show here. We provide free training for people of all experience levels, so you don't need to know anything about sound or radio to come do a show here. Just come on by. We do free public tours every day at noon during the week. And if the time doesn't work for you, just head to the website. There's a Get Involved tab, and it tells you a little bit more about how you can get involved at CITR. You're listening to the opening track from Daniel Caesar's recently released new record, Never Enough. I'm a big Daniel Caesar fan, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that this album was released earlier this month. It looks like April 7th, so it's been out for about a week now. And I haven't even listened to it yet. This is my sort of first real listen. This is opening track is called Ocho Rio. I'm just pausing to listen here. Turn it up a little bit so you can hear too. I kind of clicked through it a little earlier. So from what I can tell, it's a very down-tempo record, which I think Daniel Caesar really shines at. Here, I'll let track two start going here. This is Valentina. I'm looking forward to spending more time with this record. What I'm going to do, I'm going to let you listen to Daniel Caesar. Here's Valentina, track two from his new record, Never Enough. And then we will be right back on CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like it's a dream. Everything is not as it seems. If only I could find a pair of glasses to help me see the ones who truly be. They live and we sleep. Pray my days will never hit one.
This morning, far along the journey, the future was alluring. On the other side of TVs, hoping that they see me, but they already see me. At least that's how I see things.
Isn't it funny how the time flies? Like a G5 jet in the turbulence, but we gon' make a home tonight. Alright, alright, right, alright.
My misery is boring, finally feel confident. Yes, it's an accomplishment. Many more commas to get.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
On May 27th, Vancouver's Plasteroid returns to the H.R. McMillan Space Center with the second installment of their successful planetarium show, featuring live, chilled-out, ambient music set to a journey through our solar system. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see one of Vancouver's most cosmic bands performing live amongst the stars. the band is offering two seatings for this immersive event at 7 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. Both shows are all ages and seating is limited, so please visit eventbrite.ca and search for An Evening with Plasteroid to reserve your tickets now.
Please Be Nice is a trans female psychedelic pop artist and producer blending indie pop with hip-hop and rock. Her second album release, titled Doing Just Fine, features 11 tracks that draw inspiration from various sources, including thrifted vinyl records from artists like Dijon, Tame Impala, Phoebe Bridgers, and J Dilla. Please Be Nice presents an album release show for Doing Just Fine on April 21st at 648 Kingsway, hosted by Dust Quain, with artists like Tough Cell and Bell Tower opening the show. For more information and for tickets, you can go to Instagram at Please Be Nice Yo and check her Instagram link in bio.
And you are back on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard the first three songs from Daniel Caesar's new record, Never Enough. That last one was called, Toronto 2014. What was it called? Yeah, Toronto 2014. Particularly enjoyed that last song that we heard. Up next, I'm going to play a song from 2017 by a local band called Plasteroid. You may have just heard during the break an ad for an upcoming performance by Plasteroid that CITR is sponsoring. It is an evening in space with Plasteroid at the Vancouver Planetarium on May 27th. There's two shows, an early show at 7 and a late show at 8:45. So I know I'm biased because I am a fan of this band, but I highly recommend you checking them out and maybe considering coming to this show. Plasteroid's like a very sort of ethereal, down-tempo, rich sort of groove band that has a very sort of synthesis, a strong focus on synthesis and tone. And just, if you like the band Air, the French band Air, you'll love Plasteroid. It's they put on a great show, and they've done this planetarium thing once or twice before. So what they do is they actually curate like a journey through our Milky Way galaxy, which is like a pre-recorded video, like it's like an IMAX experience at the planetarium. So you get to hang out with this really cool live band playing music, and you can just enjoy the journey through the solar system. They complement each other really well. So that's my plug. This show, sponsored by CITR, is happening at the H.R. McMillan Space Center, which is down by the beach. It's a great place. On Saturday, May 27th, there are two showings that evening. Tickets are available now. It's an all-ages thing. Bring the family, bring the kids. And head over to Eventbrite and search for Plasteroid, and it'll come up. Plasteroid as in asteroid, but made of plastic. It's a Plasteroid. So we're going to hear from Plasteroid now. Here's a song from their 2017 self-titled debut. The song, the album, I should say, is actually like a concept album that came with a graphic novel. And the whole story of the graphic novel was that humanity had collectively decided to assemble all of their garbage and launch it into space like a Plasteroid. Sadly, the Plasteroid sort of orbited around the moon and then came back and hits Earth and it destroys the Earth. I guess I've just spoiled the story for you. My apologies. But it's a very sad tale. But the graphic novel that it came with was really beautifully illustrated. And this is the music that goes to it. This is Pearl by Plasteroid. Thank you. Yeah, this is my favorite moment from this Plastaroid record. And if you enjoy it yourself, make sure you catch Plastaroid May 27th at the H.R. McMillan Space Center. Head to Eventbrite and search for Plastaroid for more information on how you can get tickets. That's it for us today on Training Time. Signing off here at CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in. Keep it locked, and we'll see you next time.